This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, back live. A bunch of special reports coming up. Donald Trump in the next segment. But I wanted to mention this because it's so sea change. Unacceptable. Wolf Blitzer rebukes Trump for breaches in press protocol. He just said how horrible it is, that it's unacceptable. They have to fix it. The White House Correspondents Association deeply concerned that he isn't telling them everywhere he goes and what he does so they can sycophantically run around behind him. This is a bunch of arrogant nobodies from bad families on average, literally. I don't know why it is. Like, you research these journals, they just have horrible families, horrible people, no success, just the sons and daughters of con artists, criminals, murderers, filth, trash, garbage, just you name it. It's just, it's true. They don't build anything. They just parasite around, butt kiss around. They're just saying, how dare you ignore us in D.C. and then fly off back to New York. Wonderful, wonderful. That's how you help collapse them. Only Trump's glow giving them energy can keep these vampires alive. They're like, how dare you not let us suck your blood? He doesn't need them. They're not going to turn to his side. So this is a really juicy thing. Here it is.
Going to have to get accustomed to some norms that are in place here in Washington. Donald Trump, we're told by an aide, left Washington earlier this afternoon, got on his plane, returned to New York City without any reporters being told that the president-elect was leaving Washington. No. He arrived at LaGuardia earlier this evening and then presumably went back to Trump Tower. Wolf, as you know, that is sort of outside the norms of what we expect when we cover a president-elect. It is expected that a pool of reporters is kept abreast of his movements.
That's
at
enough.
All times.
That and Wolf Blitzer flips out. I love how he's in a tower. It's like under siege. He gets it. Because these are the people that lied, said he could never win, said that he couldn't have the nomination, then said they could steal it, then said he didn't deserve the money he raised. They were wrong about everything on every front and backstabbed time and time and time and time and time again. And then now we're just supposed to keep groveling because they've got a big TV station and guys in trench coats and scarves looking official when they'd sell their mother out for a stick of bubble gum. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time, and you get it. I wanted 100 million views over election. We only had 90 million. I'll take it. God bless you. You did an incredible job rubbing it in their faces. Outside of our terrestrial radio audience, it's now 5 million a day conservatively. That's very conservative. We can say we're bigger than Rush Limbaugh. We're now the biggest broadcast transmission there is. Drudge is the biggest website. Love it. It's not about who's the biggest. The point is that our message of freedom is the most popular. And that's why now, if you will actually convert the listenership to supporting us, you'll see this grow just like we promised you on TV and radio and dominating and taking America back. We've got the beachhead now. If you'll support us, buy your war bonds, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, go get the free app at Infowars.com/APP or app. And it has news feeds and audio and video feeds. If you sign up and get InfoWars Prime, we just launched 2 days ago, at InfoWars.com/app, you will get what we're doing every day, all of our reporters, our correspondents, myself doing live, special reports, original, produced reports, rants, special events, and more, $4.95 a month. It's half off right now, or $44 a year if you want to buy the yearly membership. And it gets notifications, emergency notifications, available on App Store and Google Play right now, $4.95 a month. Infowarsstore.com has a link to it as well, Infowars.com/app. This is the new media. This is like a new YouTube because we've already got like 15 people on there that can upload videos and original articles and content. We're going to start adding people like Millie Weaver, one of our great reporters. We're going to add other reporters that we've had here in the past and correspondents and other people that want to reach out to our audience. And then we're going to take the most powerful reports off that and put them on our Facebook, put them on our YouTube, put them on this broadcast and just magnify all of that. I want to get hundreds of correspondents across the country where with an iPhone or a Droid, they have the power of a network that can't be censored by Google or Facebook and upload or stream live to reach the world. And it's got community. We're going to add a lot more to it. Check it out, Infowars.com/help.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free along with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Donald Trump, again, joins us. And I've got so many questions, but first off, Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though. We've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. We've got, what's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat, and I was very strong on it, and I held my line, and then all of a sudden, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are in line, and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in, and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. So I knew it happened, and I held my line, and people wanted me to apologize, and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And that same week you were reporting on that fact, We had two different international football games, soccer games, with the Turkish fans and others during the moment of silence for the dead people in Paris chanting Allah Akbar and booing. So did that not happen too?
Well, that happened and everybody saw it. That was a week ago and the players were out on the field and they couldn't believe it. They were embarrassed. They didn't know what to do. The coach and the managers, they all apologized, but it happened. Look, we have to deal with reality. And, you know, it all started because I said we need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil and they're coming from someplace and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled and we have to see what's coming at us because we're not going to have a country anymore. Between the weak borders that we have, the pathetic and weak borders where politicians are afraid to do anything about it, between all of what's happening with radical, you know, you look at what's going on. You have a president that doesn't even want to talk about, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. He doesn't want to mention the word. He doesn't want to say it. But you look at what's happening where we have a president that's over there celebrating global warming and trying to get everybody excited about global warming, like that's our number one problem. He considers that to be our number one problem. And our number one problem is what's going on where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
You said months ago, bomb the oil of ISIS, and the mainstream media laughed because you said the sky was blue again. Now the Pentagon says that's the right thing to do. And now you've come out saying, quote, it looks like that Turkey's on the side of ISIS, close quote. Well, that the next day the Russians released satellite photos documenting that there are literally thousands of trucks coming up to the border at these huge terminals connected to Irgun, the president's son, making billions of dollars total off of this. Again, you're in trouble for saying the sky is blue.
Well, I was right about that. I was right in saying in a book that I wrote, you covered it really nicely. I appreciate it. But I wrote a very political book years ago in the year 2000, The America We Deserve. And I said in that book that we better be careful with this guy named Osama bin Laden. I mean, I really study this stuff. I really find it very interesting. And even though I'm a businessman, I find it, I've always have been involved in politics. I said, we better be careful with Osama bin Laden. There's a guy named Osama bin Laden. Nobody really knew who he was, but he was nasty. He was saying really nasty things about our country and what he wants to do to it. And I wrote in the book, 2000, 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center. And I talked about terrorism and that. That was before terrorism as we know it today. I said, we better be careful. That's going to happen. It's going to be a big thing. And it certainly is a big thing. So with the oil, and I'm glad you brought it up. But as you know, for 3 years, I've been saying you better take out the oil, because if you don't take the oil, it's going to be a problem. So we shouldn't have been in Iraq. But once we got there, the way we came out was horrible. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq.
The more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing. You were the only leading American figure who openly said, do not go to war in Iraq. They had almost, 90% votes in Congress for it, bipartisan. You said, don't do it. Iran will take over. Look, you can say that today, and everybody can say that, but you said that in 2001, 2002, 2003, when it was very unpopular because you've done your research and had good advisors. How did you know that when almost no one else did?
Well, first of all, I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take care of our vets and all of that. But I have to tell you, you have to know if you're going to go to war, you have to do it properly and you have to know what to do. I viewed it as this. Iran and Iraq were the same in terms of strength. And they're constantly fighting. That's all they do is they fight, right? They go to war all the time and they'd move 10 feet left, 10 feet right, 10 feet left, then they'd rest. And then it started again 4 years later. This has been gone on for forever. And this is the way it is. I said, if you take out Iran or if you take out Iraq, either one, you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Well, we took out Iraq. And by the way, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves in the world. People don't even know that. So we gave incredible. We took out Iraq. I said, you're going to destabilize. Well, and I said, and you'll know this and you know this, and I appreciate what you just said. Then Iran is going to come in and Iran is going to take over Iraq. And they're just taking it over right now. As we speak, they're taking it over. Iran is running Iraq, and very soon will be virtually going to be totally running Iraq, especially after all of, you know, the deal we just made, which is the worst. So I said, keep the oil. And I said, if you're going to leave, you shouldn't have gone in, but they should have left soldiers behind, like 20,000 or a certain number of soldiers. But if you're going to leave, take the oil. And I've said it. Then they left. They didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. Iran is getting the oil. Everybody's getting everything but us. So we lost thousands of soldiers. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And what do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing. We had nothing.
So, no, the French and the Germans are getting the oil, and the Iranians are getting the oil.
And you know who the number one customer for the oil is? Guess what? China.
That's right.
How smart is China? They outsmart us on every level militarily. They outsmart us on trade. Like, we're losing. We have a $450 billion trade deficit with China.
Let me ask you this. You're a top business guy, you know, on your own from nothing. How did China get 97% of rare earth minerals in the world? How is the United States or nobody else even trying to get rare earth minerals when it's what goes in the smartphones, the computers? Trillions is made a year. How did we just give them the global market in that? That's crazy.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan's a place we can go in because, you know, you have Pakistan and you have nuclear weapons. A lot of things going on there. But we go into Afghanistan. We're fighting, you know, tremendous mountains and ridges. We're fighting on one side. And you know who's got their excavators on the other side? China, taking out all the minerals. You know, Afghanistan, nobody knew this. Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil, but minerals.
Lithium, everything.
And China's taking out all the minerals. And here we are fighting. We have trillions. We have like $1 trillion in Afghanistan, and we get nothing out of it. And we're going to end up leaving and keeping a couple of thousand soldiers there and this and that. We get nothing. China is taking out the minerals. They're the buyers, the big buyers at very, very low prices of, as you know, of the oil in Iraq and probably in Syria. But China is a big buyer of the oil. But one thing with the oil, it's sort of, because you've covered it. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong and they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me. And they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil. And it does work. The problem is we've given them a 2-year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month and ISIS is already rolling over. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
Right. Well, number one, and just to finish on the oil, by the way, I say hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right? We don't have that. We go in, we fight a war, and we leave. We get nothing, except we get debt and we get deficit. That's all we get. I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him, and if I don't, somebody else will, and who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently, not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was there. We were stable mates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp on trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us, and yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich, believe me.
What about crippled America? It's a number one. You got a big rally tonight. Everywhere you go, your crowds just get bigger. I mean, obviously, you're probably going to get the Republican nomination now. Wow, and you're ready for the dirty tricks. 1 minute left, Donald Trump. What do you have to say about your book and what's coming up?
Well, first of all, before the book, because you mentioned one thing. I had never heard that, but I am in this to win it. I am not in this to say, oh, gee, I've done a really good job. A reporter called up, a very powerful reporter, said, how does it feel? How does it feel? I said, it only feels, because they said what we've done has never been done before politically. You know, I've been in the poll for 5 months since it came out. I'm number one. I said, it's only good if we win. If I don't win, I've wasted a lot of time. That's the way I view it. He said, no, you haven't. You haven't. I said, believe me, if I don't win. Because we can't do anything to make our country great if I don't win. I'll be watching television someplace. It'll be forget it. So I wrote a book called Crippled America. It's doing fantastic business. I don't know if you can see that thing right up
we
here.
We can.
But it's doing great business. I hope your audience goes out and buys it as Christmas gifts and everything else. And I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year and a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Because I want to move to Spain. I really, really want to move to Spain right now.
Rob Dew with InfoWars.com, and I would like to be the first to thank white America for ruining the country. Although I'm not the first. In fact, Van Jones went out on election night and got on CNN and said, it's white lash. And that's the reason it happened, because white people were so bad and evil and mad that they wanted to send a message that a woman couldn't be president.
We talked about race. I mean, we've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income. We've talked about class. We've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part.
And then last night we had Samantha Bee saying white people ruined America. That's right. Here's the clip.
People will be looking for someone to blame. The pollsters, the strident feminists, the Democratic Party, a vengeful God. But once you dust for fingerprints, it's pretty clear who ruined America. White people.
She then joked and said, oh, I guess ruining Brooklyn was a dry run. That's right, because somebody who builds up properties and hires people to build them and maintain them is ruining America and ruining jobs, just like he did in D.C. with the new post office. In fact, the government gave him the bid, and he brought it in under budget and under time. That's terrible. That's the wrong thing to do, Donald. You're doing a horrible disservice to our country. But wait, we got more comedians. Here's Chelsea Handler, literally breaking down in tears that Hillary Clinton didn't win.
And I think, I guess the message that I want to, like, spread out to other women is exactly what you're saying, is not to give up. Sorry, I hate crying on camera, but is not to give up, because this is so important. And it's easy to say, throw in the towel and that we're going to leave, or I'm going to move to Spain, because I want to move to Spain. I really, really want to move to Spain right now.
And I'm going to get serious here in a second, but let me show you one more clip. Here's Seth Meyers wiping away the tears that his mother might not get to see the first woman president.
And whoever you are, I hope I live to see your inauguration. And I hope my mom does, too. She was really excited yesterday. And I was really sad for her.
And then he went on to say, well, the first woman president could still be out there watching this, and then you still get to be the first woman president. Look, people, it's not even the point that Hillary Clinton would have been or not have been the first woman president. She's an evil bitch. That's the bottom line. In fact, one of her first jobs as a public defender was defending a child rapist. And she used tactics on this little girl who we had just behind me in the studio, Kathy Shelton, who was 12 years old when she was pulled off her bike and gang raped. How's that for feminism? Okay. And Hillary went on to take evidence and move it across state lines. She mishandled evidence in this case. She actually took this little girl, brought her up on the stand and made her cry. And she was using tactics now that are illegal under rape shield laws. Does that sound like a person that needs to be president?
They jerked me off my bicycle. They put me in the truck. And they were beating me. They raped me. And he was saying he knew I liked it, except in a more terribly manner than that. I was left out on the ground. Barely conscious. Sometimes, at one time, I was unconscious.
It's pretty funny, though, watching people like Colbert on the Colbert Report having his election night special when they knew Hillary was going to win. They knew without a shadow of a doubt, because she had sewn it up in the polls, and that they had, it was just nothing but a little bit of racist white people that were going to vote for Trump. And then watching them just almost cry on TV as they saw the results coming in. It's even funnier watching the Young Turks as a whole panel, watching the utter disdain on their faces. Because they lost. Get over it. Let's move on. Now, let's not keep encouraging people by going, it's only racist doing it, because I'm not a racist, and I voted for Donald Trump. Period. And there's plenty of other people that voted for him that aren't racist either. And we don't have a desire to hate women and ruin this country with misogyny or xenophobia. All we want to do is protect the border, have fair elections, and have a decent economy where everybody has a chance to succeed. And if you don't want that for people, if you think you have to run around and take care of everybody, then you're the real racist out there. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
Good line for a comedy show, eh?
No, I'm not sure if it's a comedy show at this point.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're awaiting Donald Trump. Roger Stone, this is a surreal moment for you. Tell us your heart and soul.
You know, Alex, I wanted Donald Trump to run for president as early as 1988. I arranged for him to speak to the Chamber of Commerce in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And a Portsmouth city councilman named Mike Dunbar formed the first known draft Trump for President committee. He was still working for Trump in the most recent New Hampshire primary.
Now, you gave me 6 months ago like a big present. Oh, here's a Donald Trump 2000 thing. Nobody's got this.
Yeah. So in 2000, I wanted him to seek the Reform Party nomination because I could see that George Bush and Al Gore were not what America needed. He did seriously consider that briefly. Ross Perot urged him to run. My friend Jesse Ventura, then governor of Minnesota, urged him to run. And he did look at it. And of course, the Reform Party then was entitled to federal matching funds. So he would have been running on OPM, other people's money. In the end, he made what I think was a shrewd calculation that you couldn't win as a third party candidate. You could only win as a Republican or a Democrat. 3 years ago, I wanted him to run. I signed up again as a consultant to his exploratory effort. And the time was really not quite right. I was probably more for it than he was. So this has been a long time coming for me. I have taken the beating from my friends and some people who aren't my friends for 30 years of saying, oh, Donald Trump, come on. You're out of your mind. Hill's never going to run. This is all about burnishing the brand. This is all about his the fact that he's a media whore and he just likes to read his name. He's never really going to do it. So this is vindication.
They've been proven wrong in spades.
Boy, have they.
A royal flush for Roger Stone.
It is a great night. I can't wait to hear what he has to say here. I would like him to claim this so that the moment will be complete.
And it's 1:44, about to be 1:45 Central Time. I'm here with Roger Stone. History is happening now. There's Donald Trump. Let's fade up the audio. There's Pence. The vice president.
There's the family.
That is now the president, vice president-elect. Pence is preparing to come down. This is just a repudiation of the establishment, a repudiation of all their evil, all their lies, all their stuck-upness, all these, I don't say ugly, but just these ugly-looking dumbasses that hijacked the country, just pissing on us.
This you see the bikers for Trump with their sign, a great bunch of guys.
They're going to try to hit us, though. So we're about to hear this. This is Pence, vice president, governor of Indiana. We're hearing this now. Roger, let's hear from Pence. Get ready. This is it. This is the rebirth of the Republic. This is happening now. InfoWars is the tip of it's crazy. We're the tip of the spear.
Yes, indeed.
This is it. 1776 reborn. If they stay true, they will save the planet. If they don't, don't you agree?
If they don't, we'll be out attacking them.
This is a historic night.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is almost as good as Yorktown defeating the Bencos, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing.
Could you believe this is happening? Well, I have a bad feeling here today. This is so good. Let's turn up Trump.
Thank you very much.
Let's hear it. The president elect 45. Yeah.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us. It's about us. On our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on her very, very hard campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Piece of filth.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time.
She worked hard to bring us down.
And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service
immediately
to our country.
I don't like this.
Very sincere.
I know he's got to be gracious. He's got to be gracious.
Now it's time.
What do you say, this?
For America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together.
He's got
to
be big, right?
To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us
to
come together as one united people.
He's a good man.
Working together, we will begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation and renewing
the American
dream. Can you
imagine crap in your pants right now?
I've spent my entire life in business looking at the untapped potential in projects and in people.
They're so upset right now.
That is now what I want to do for our country. Tremendous potential. I've gotten to know our country so well. Tremendous potential. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential.
Wow.
The forgotten men and women.
This is so good right now.
Will be forgotten no longer.
We're going to take care of our veterans. We're going to cut taxes for every city people.
No problem.
We are going to fix our inner cities.
He now is totally
confident. And rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure. Which will become, by the way, second to none. And we will put millions of our people to work as we rebuild it.
I love it. Who else would put a youngest kid up on stage? This is just so
We will also finally take care of our great veterans.
Those guys coming.
He's been so loyal, and I've gotten to know so many.
I've talked to folks that know the Trumps. They're just totally in the moment. Journey.
The time
well,
I spent
you?
With them
the average public,
campaign,
you know, is a total pussy compared to that.
Among my greatest honors, our veterans are incredible people. We will embark upon a project of national growth and renewal. I will harness the creative talents of our people, and we will call upon the best and brightest to leverage their tremendous talent for the benefit of all. It's going to happen.
We got the crew in here. Delusionally happy. Let's hear Trump. What's going on here?
We will double our growth. The strongest economy.
Yeah. I can't. I mean, look. The thing is, the good time, people never realize we have the power over scum. We have to rediscover that.
Get along with us. We'll have great relationships. We expect to have great, great relationships.
Leanne, get over here. Put a chair up.
No dream is too big. No challenge is too great. Nothing we want for our future is beyond our reach.
Let's hear from Trump.
America
history's happening.
Will no longer settle for anything less than the best.
Listen, they're going to counterstrike. I'm not overconfident. I'm not underconfident. Roger, they're going to pull
and
some
dream
stuff.
Big,
Obama's in for 2 months. We've got November, December, January until the 18th. What do we do? They're gonna
beautiful.
The pardons. I've been predicting this year for well over a year.
I want to tell
that's where they
the
will
world
move.
Community that while we will.
So he should bully pulpit in front of block that.
We will deal fairly.
Because here's the deal: if they wanted to leave and quit, I'd do that. They're not gonna back off. There's a bunch of arrogant.
We will see.
Yes, but they've gotten a real taste of defeat tonight.
Partnership, not conflict.
Hey, look. And now, how big? You've been in the career.
This moment,
nine administrations in four of them. Is this the biggest thing ever?
Without any question, look. I thought Reagan's election was the greatest political high you could have. This is 10 times better.
Thank my parents, who I know are looking down on me.
Oh, the public only knew how good it was. That's why they're so scared. Jesus, God, no wonder they're freaking out. They've got our phones tapped, everything. They're hearing the conversations behind the scenes.
So they know
watching
what,
Donald
so
Trump.
They know what we really think
we
about.
We are articles every day. They're in their pants. We just want to cut taxes and make everybody rich. Everybody get along with each other. They are so pissed right now. All these bankers.
Shy, actually.
Crank Trump here. I think.
Turn up.
Where is Robert? My brother Robert. And they should all be on this stage, but that's okay. They are great. And also my late brother, Fred. Great guy. Fantastic guy. Fantastic family. I was very lucky. Great brothers, sisters, great, unbelievable parents. To Melania and Don.
She didn't desert him. So I'm going to miss her.
And Ivanka.
I just can't believe we're involved in business.
And Tiffany. And Baron.
It freaks me out. My whole life has been good.
I love you, and I thank you. And especially for putting up with all of those hours. This was tough. This was tough. This political stuff is nasty, and it's tough. So I want to thank my family very much. Really fantastic. Thank you all. Thank you all. And Lara, unbelievable job. Unbelievable. Vanessa,
I mean,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen, thank we just beat much. The media. We beat George Soros. We beat the Rothschilds. We beat the Rockefellers.
You've all given me such incredible support, and I will tell you that we have a large group of people. You know, they kept saying we have a small staff. Not so small. Look at all the people that we have. Look at all of these people. And Kellyanne. And Chris.
Well, now we got to make sure we build this country and hire people and
Steve,
really
and David,
do good.
We
you
have
deliver now, Roger.
We have got.
You just promised people we're going to give them jobs and build this country. I'm going to bust my ass to do it.
it's been
very, you know, it isn't run a company. You want to believe in your people. They belong to you, and you to them. They're part of you. They help you. You help them.
Unbelievable.
Fair enough.
Unbelievable. He traveled with us, and he went through meetings. Hey, that Rudy never changes. Where's Rudy? Where is he?
Oh, Rudy.
Rudy. Governor Chris Christie, folks, was unbelievable.
He lost all the weight, though. That would be perfect.
Thank you, Chris. The first man, first senator, first major, major politician. And let me tell you, he is highly respected in Washington because he's as smart as you get. Senator Jeff Sessions.
Yay, yes. And there were general funds there.
Governor Chris Christie.
He's got a jettison, Chris Christie.
He'll jettison himself. And Rudy doesn't want to.
Thank you.
He really doesn't.
Senator, first major, major politician. And let me tell you, he is highly respected in Washington because he's as smart as you get. Senator Jeff Sessions.
Where's yeah. There we go, baby. This will be a day long remembered.
Great man. Another great man. Very tough competitor. He was not easy. He was not easy. Who is that? Is that the mayor that showed up? Is that Rudy? Oh, Rudy got up here.
What's going on? It's fun.
Another great man who has been really a friend to me. But I'll tell you, I got to know him as a competitor because he was one of the folks that was negotiating to go against those Democrats. Dr. Ben Carson. Where's Ben? Where is Ben? And by the way, Mike Huckabee is here someplace, and he is fantastic. Mike and his family, Sarah, thank you very much. General Mike Flynn.
Yes.
Where is Ben?
Yeah, Flynn's great. And none of this is perfect. The point is, he's not out to get us. This is a major victory. This is going to shake the world.
And admirals that
we should talk about how they're going to counterstrike. Well, they're going to be a counterstrike.
People, and it's really an honor. We have 22.
We have all day tomorrow to talk about
Medal of Honor recipients
tonight. I just want to celebrate.
People.
I agree.
A very special person who, believe me, and you know, I'd read reports that I wasn't getting along with him. I never had a bad second with him. He's an unbelievable star. He is, that's right, how did you possibly guess? So let me tell you about Reince. And I've said this. I said Reince, and I know it. I know it. Look at all those people over there. I know it. Reince is a superstar. But I said, they can't call you a superstar, Reince, unless we win. Because you can't be called a superstar like Secretariat. If Secretariat came in second, Secretariat would not have that big, beautiful bronze bus at the track at Belmont. But I'll tell you, Reince is really a star. And he is the hardest working guy. And in a certain way, I did this right.
Well, I say this.
Where is Reince?
We have reached the main shield generator. You may start your landing.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Target maximum firepower.
It's about time you did this, Reince.
Huh? Ooh, a little jab there for 2012.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on.
By the time you did this, right?
Oh, he did, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, now, the next president of the
piece
United
of
States
is up there.
Donald Trump! Thank you, it's been an honor.
That's yeah, great. Yeah, it's a great honor. We tried to put in our little blue-eyed baby, Paul Ryan, but it's okay. Our tell me he's going to get rid of these people, right, Ryan?
I sure hope so.
Was so important to the success and what we've done. So I also have to say I've gotten to know some incredible people, the Secret Service people.
See, I'm not butthurt because we're like smart, Batman. We used to blame for the good stuff, but he's not thinking us.
I don't want to mess around with
them. Because our listeners are the greatest people.
And when I want to go and wave to a big group of people and they rip me down and put me back down to the seat. But they are fantastic people, so I want to thank the Secret Service. And law enforcement in New York City, they're here tonight. These are spectacular people. sometimes underappreciated, unfortunately, but we appreciate them. We know what they go through. So it's been what they call a historic event, but to be really historic, we have to do a great job. And I promise let you down. We will do a great show.
You told me to hear you, so I'll let you down.
I look very much forward to being your president.
Cut my taxes,
hopefully at
baby.
The end of 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or maybe even 8 years, you will say, so many of you worked so hard for us, but you will say that that was something that you were very proud to do. And I
this
can,
is surreal. This victory is truly
disgusting. And I can only say that while the campaign is over, our work on this movement is now really just beginning.
That's right. The battle starts now. We have to deliver tax cuts, industry jobs, not wars.
And we're going to be...
Tell me, Roger, he's not going to start a war, right?
I don't think he'll start a war.
Please, God.
President, you'll be so proud. Again, it's my honor. It was an amazing evening. It's been an amazing two-year period. And I love this country.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And thank you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks
Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning, Central Time. And we now have President-elect Donald Trump. Donald Trump is no angel, and neither am I. But Donald Trump's will is that you be prosperous and that you be successful.
No dream is too big, no challenge is too great. Nothing we want for our future is beyond our reach. America will no longer settle for anything less than the best.
And that's why Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, all the big mega banks, have set themselves up against him, because they believe they own you. I knew a year and a half ago when I endorsed Donald Trump he was going to win. And I've talked some about why I knew that. But people I know and people I trust that are patriots, that have defended this republic, confirmed to me, and I've seen it in Donald Trump's actions, that he wanted to destroy this republic. But I want to be very clear to you. Very clear. It isn't about credit. It's so that you know the danger. You've seen the stupid ads with the bunny rabbit that says Energizer inside. If you want to know what powers Donald Trump, individually, it's the love of liberty and a love of standing up to corruption. He's not perfect. Nobody is. But what powers the movement is InfoWars. They want to establish a private corporate global government. Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP, would come on my show 15 years ago when he barely had a few members of Parliament. Now he's 100 times bigger or more. And he would say, it's your listeners listening to you in the U.S. when I go knock on doors. That's why we're getting the UK Independence Party. It's InfoWars. Thank you. He said that on the show. It's not about us bragging. It's that the spirit of the info war across the world, from Australia to the UK to Russia, from Nigeria to Mexico, is spreading. And it's the Renaissance idea of freedom. And that's why they're trying to shut us down. Because we're not perfect, but we're not out to get people. We believe in lower taxes. We know empowering the people is the answer. We don't want to break up families. We're not out to get people. They are going to try to collapse the world economy. They've already been propping it up for a while. They're going to blame it on Donald Trump, a global depression. They knew they couldn't stop the movement. So now that he's in, they're going to implode the economy and blame him when they're the ones who created the derivatives, when they're the ones who created the end of Glass-Steagall, when Hillary Clinton and Larry Summers did it all. They're going to blame Donald Trump. How do I know that? They threatened the UK. They said, you try to leave this unelected thing, we'll implode your economy. We'll take your jobs away, just like they did in Iceland or Greece. Some countries fold, some fight back. We know their plan. If you're just conscious and want to know the truth, it's all there. It's not my opinion. I want self-determination. I won't be held hostage. So, this isn't like buying a lottery ticket where you elect Donald Trump and beat the establishment and then expect the whole gravy train to continue on. Who wants this fake gravy train? We need to get back to what makes us human, what makes us real. And if we're getting ahead at the expense of some third world people, we shouldn't do it. If we're getting ahead at the expense of our kids, we shouldn't do it. I saw the enemy truly against Donald Trump, spiritually hating him, so I backed him. Donald Trump is more a figurehead of liberty than ever before.
he has the Holy Ghost protecting him. No weapon formed against him can prosper.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.